Hello, folks. My name is Bingo Crisco, and this is What a Program! With special guest,
Kara Russell.
That's right, baby. Well, this is going to be a critically acclaimed episode. I got a lot of positive feedback about your being here.
Wow.
Charlie Blair's very excited.
I'm excited too.
She better be listening.
Yeah, I'm going to text her right now.
We just heard I'll Be Your Mirror by the Velvet Underground, which is not coincidentally the name of today's show. It's called I'll Be Your Mirror. The theme of today is going to be love songs, but not really like love songs, just songs that deal with love, songs that talk about love, critique it maybe a little bit.
Gotta keep an open mind about love, you know?
Gotta keep an open mind about love. And we got... So most of the music we're going to hear today is going to be music that I chose, but we have two songs that Carol, who we got to figure out a DJ name for you during...
I mean, right now my DJ name is C-Roll, because I'm a WMFO DJ also.
Bada bing. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome...
Show to come soon this semester.
Welcome C-Roll to the podcast. Not podcast. God, this isn't a podcast. C-Roll chose some songs. We're gonna hear those later. She's gonna tell us why she chose them. So next up we have the song Little Children by Giles, Giles, and Fripp off of The Cheerful Insanity of Giles, Giles, and Fripp.
Thank you. taste of love they don't enjoy. But when they look and they see to where their loving will be, live love and then they'll learn to play. The innocence of little girls, their life a world of long tight curls. Except at Downshire Hill, and will they see liberty, or feel love and charity? Not at Downshire Hill.
Give me the truth that I crave. collar, a dog on a collar, for I make no sense. Afraid that hurtful words could fill my last breath. A million memories could not so much Should I try to hide the way I feel inside my heart for you? Would you say that you would try to love me too? In your mind, could you ever be really close to me? I can tell the way you smile. If I feel that I could be certain, then I would say the things I want to say tonight. But till I can see that you'd really care for me, I will dream that someday you'll be really close to me. I can tell the way you smile. If I feel that I could be certain, then I would say the things I want to say tonight. But till I can see that you'd really care for me, I'll keep trying to hide the way I feel inside.
Thank you.
folks, we're back. Here are the songs that we just heard. After Little Children by Giles Giles and Fripp, we heard Like Ships by The Blasting Company off of the Over the Garden Wall soundtrack. Then we heard How Lucky Am I by The Lemon Twigs off of Do Hollywood. After that, we heard The Way I Feel Inside by The Zombies. That's a heartbreaking song. I love that one. And then we heard If You Want Me To by Adam Green and Binky Shapiro. Thoughts?
I saw The Lemon Twigs live, actually, this summer in Belgium.
Whoa.
I hadn't heard that song before, and I enjoyed the mellowness of it. They were pretty good.
Yeah, I saw them a few weeks ago.
They were here, right?
At the Sinclair. They're much tighter, like, on the record, obviously, than live. But also, they're, like, heavier live, I feel like. I don't know how it was when you saw them in Belgium.
In Belgium. When I saw them in Belgium. I was with Dan, our friend Dan Berger. Shout out Dan Berger.
Shout out to Dan Berger.
And we queued up for ages. It was the first day of the festival, and we literally only caught like the last two songs.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I enjoyed the songs that I saw.
Yeah. They I find in like live shows have a way of like getting me to really like songs that I didn't like on the album. Like they have a song called Harumata, which kind of like breaks in between like these two different vibes, and one of the vibes is this kind of like polka thing, which like is not my vibe at all. But the way they did it live was like this like really like heavy like guitar riff. It was great.
Gotta be there.
so now we got a reoccurring segment. Recurring segment where my guest reads a PSA.
Indeed.
Because we have a booklet for those of you who have never done an WMFO show, which is going to be most of you probably. We've got a thick binder of like a couple dozen, couple hundred maybe PSAs. Mm-hmm. A lot of them are absurd and crack me up. So here we go. This is C-Roll reading something.
Diabetes prevention PSA.
Ooh.
Want some diabetes with those deep fried butterballs? No problem. Type 2 diabetes comes naturally with a high fat and sugar. Low exercise lifestyle, so just sit back, relax, watch the Food Network and snack away. Worried about the complications of diabetes like obesity, heart disease, stroke, impotence, limb amputation and blindness? No problem. Paul Dean and pharmaceutical giant Novo Nordisk have teamed up to bring you an expensive new medicine that doesn't actually prevent these health problems, but could keep you alive for a little bit longer. If, on the other hand, in your later years, you'd rather ride a bicycle instead of being confined to a wheelchair, if you prefer to spend your money on anything other than medical bills and prescription drug copays, if right now you want to be attractive and healthy, then exercising regularly and eating a diet rich in vegetables and real fruits while lowering your intake of meat or even eliminating it maybe, is a very effective and inexpensive way to achieve those goals. This has been a public service message from your tomato, bean, onion, and mushroom-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Wow. Okay, so that was the first time that you read it aloud. You like, you know, there were a couple little but you killed it, mostly.
Thanks, dude.
That was killer, dude. way too combative of a tone.
I totally agree. Very aggressive. It's
yeah.
just like, if you live this kind of lifestyle, you're a bad person and you need to change right now.
Also the assertion that they're unattractive at the end there. Didn't
you're
love
fat
that.
And unattractive if you have diabetes. I'm sorry to admit it to you.
All right. So after we just took in a lot of negative energy, we're gonna kind of keep on a negative energy thing, but it's a slight valence change. We're changing to from anger to sadness, because I'm about to play a song called I Hope by Harmar Superstar off of Best Summer Ever. Incredible, incredible lyrics, heart-wrenching, just beautiful, beautiful piece of music. Listen closely to this one, folks.
I won't love you. side convo about your summer last night. Ooh.
Yeah. About your summer last night.
I give you no play. Could I make it shy last night? Could I make it shy on the last night?
Last night.
Could we make it in? Do we have time?
I'll be the boyfriend in your wet dreams tonight. Noses on a rail, little virgin wears the white. You cut your hair, but you used to live a blinded life. Wish I was there, wish we'd grown up on the same advice. And our time was right.
Keep a place for me.
Like never, 'cause I made you your self-control, and you made me lose my self-control, my self-control.
Keep a place. Between y'all, it's nothing. Keep a place for me. It's nothing, it's nothing. It's nothing, it's nothing.
Just a night, night, night. I
So, songs we just heard. First we heard, like I said, I Hope by Harmar Superstar. Shout out to Devin Araja, who's listening right now in New York City.
What?
That was a terrible accent, and I come from New York City, so I don't know what's going on right now. He just texted me that it killed him and tore into his soul. So,
wow, that's heavy.
I hope...
hope you're okay, man.
I hope you're doing all right. If you live in New York, you might want to send an ambulance to... I'm not going to say his address on the air. Okay. Then we heard Self Control by Frank Ocean off of Blonde, which is just like... maybe my favorite song off of Blonde. It fluctuates because that's like a killer album.
I need to listen to Blonde like all the way through again because I listened to it once all the way through and I was like, oh, I much prefer Channel Orange.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I don't think I paid enough attention.
Yeah, my position and the position of Samuel Agnew, who's probably not listening right now, is that, and for those of you who don't know, he's just a friend of mine who really likes Frank Ocean. So, yeah, whatever. I didn't need to put that exposition in there. But we feel like... I think Blonde is the better album,
mm-hmm.
but I don't think Blonde could have happened without Channel Orange, because it's like Channel Orange is a lot more commercially viable, you know?
Yeah, I know. I feel that.
So it kind of gave him a platform. Then we heard Norwegian Wood, in parentheses, This Bird Has Flown, by the Beatles. I kind of played that because I just finished reading Norwegian Wood by Haruki Murakami for a class that I'm taking. It's a really, really, really excellent book, although you guys all probably know that because it's really famous. next up, we have one of C-Roll's choices, Fast Car by Tracy Chapman off of... Tracy Chapman. Tell us a little bit about Fast Car by Tracy Chapman.
So I'm sure everyone knows who's listening. Tracy Chapman actually attended Tufts University.
I didn't actually know
okay,
that.
Okay, well, Tracy Chapman attended Tufts University. Actually, like the premise of Fast Car is actually why she dropped out of Tufts.
Ooh.
So she, I think she got to like sophomore year. She lived in the Crafts House.
Oh, wow.
But she dropped out, and you find out in the first part of the song it's because her father was ill.
Okay.
And so then she went home to look after her father, and then the song progresses on to this guy, I presume, who has a fast car, and it's about like, I see it as a very like an empty love. Like it right. seems that whoever the protagonist is, I'm pretty sure it's Tracy Chapman, mm-hmm. Is looking for someone to get her out of her like current position where she's had to drop out of school, and she's looking after her like invalid father. I think he's an alcoholic.
Right.
And so she's like we got a fast car like, to get away. Like we're gonna get a place in the suburbs. Like I'm gonna get a job as a cashier, and we're gonna like live the life. But it never really goes into any description of the actual person, like about what he's like.
Right. Yeah.
So I was just kind of seeing that as like an empty relationship. Yeah. The absence of love.
Yeah,
was the reason why I picked that
it's,
song.
She's attracted him because he represents something that's like outside of
escapism,
her current life. Yeah.
So like desiring someone for like the wrong reasons was like where I was going up for love. Like not because you necessarily like them and love them as a person, but you just like what they represent and feel like you need that.
All right, killer. All right. that was one of the best intros we've had to a song yet. So yeah, here we go. Fast Car by Tracy Chapman. Get ready to cry.
Get a fast car. I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You get a fast car. I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just cross the border and into the city. You and I can both get jobs and finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. He hand with a bottle, that's the way it is. He says his body's too old for working, his body's too young to look like his. My mama went off and left him, she wanted more from life than he could give. I said somebody's got to take care of him, so I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car, is it fast enough so we can fly away? You gotta make a decision, leave tonight or live and die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car, speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder, and I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car, we go cruise and entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job, now work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better, you'll find work and I'll get promoted. We'll move out of the shelter, buy a bigger house and live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car, speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder, and I had a feeling that I belonged. Someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car, I got a job that pays all our bills. Instead of drinking late at the bar, some more your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better, thought maybe together you and me find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car, speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder, and I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car, is it fast enough so you can fly away? You gotta make a decision, leave tonight or live and die this way.
That was Fast Car by Tracy Chapman off of Tracy Chapman. Next up, we have a song by another choice of C. Rolls off of, called Dreams by Fleetwood Mac off of Rumors. Mm-hmm. You want to tell me a little bit about why you chose this song? For those of you who are maybe just tuning in or didn't catch the beginning, today's theme is it's going to be all love songs, but not... But I see I'm stuttering again. I don't know why I didn't think about what I was gonna say before I said it. It's songs that talk about love, not necessarily love songs. Songs that
about love, yeah.
About love, yeah. So how did you connect to this song?
So Dreams, Fleetwood Mac is a band that my mom used to listen to quite a lot when I was growing up, and I really feel like this song in particular is something that exemplifies what I see in her relationships and what I've taken out of them. What I've taken from this song is it's about being committed to a person that is exploring other options. Right. And there's a lot of metaphors in the song, which I'd point out, there's no thunder without lightning. Mm-hmm. No lightning without thunder, I think it's, or no rain without thunder. It's something like about weather, okay guys, I haven't got the lyrics up, but I'd say what that metaphor means, like just one of many in the song, is that there are like problems in a relationship don't just arise out of nowhere. There was obviously something like an undercurrent of like why it's happening, and
right, there were signs. You knew it was coming to some extent.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I feel like Rumours, especially, it deals with a lot of problems in adult relationships. I could talk about the other songs on the album, but Dreams in particular, I feel like it explores the pain of wanting someone and them not necessarily wanting you, and like cheating and infidelity, and like just coming to terms with that struggle and that pain. Right. But like I feel like not many artists these days deal with like adult mature relationships. Like I hear plenty of songs about, like, for instance, the relationships that we might be having, which are fast, spontaneous, passionate, but when you're in, like, I feel more so in mature relationships, it's, you know, you fall into a routine, a pattern, there's a deep underlying understanding of each other, there's a lot of time and commitment like invested, and perhaps other responsibilities which are tied in. And I think that Rumours in particular, but also Dreams, does a great job of exploring.
Yeah, there's, I feel like, yeah, like you said, kind of like young love and that kind of thing is really exciting and passionate. Mm-hmm. So it's fun to listen to songs about it. It's fun to write songs about it. But there's something more more profound about the time and how a relationship ages.
Mm-hmm. And I think Fleetwood Mac, like, they really know. Well, at least like Stevie Nicks really knows. I think they wrote the song for this. Really know what they're talking about, because there was a relationship in Fleetwood Mac, which then became a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And so in some of their later songs, I forget the name of the person, like the two people who got divorced, but they like come in as a side person, and that also happened in ABBA. Goddamn, love ABBA. But like, they really know what's going on. They probably were like singing about issues that they were going through currently, which I think is really interesting.
All right, excellent. So really listen to the lyrics on this one. It's Dreams by Fleetwood Mac. Here we go.
Well, who am I to just love the kind of woman who can walk over a man. I mean like a goddamn marching band. She says like literally music is the air she breathes. And the malaprops make me wanna fucking scream. I wonder if she even knows what that word means. Well, it's literally not that. Of the few main things I hate about her, one's her petty vogue ideas. Someone's been told too many times they're beyond their years. By every half-wit of distinction she keeps around. And now every insufferable convo features her patiently explaining the cosmos of which she is in the middle. Oh my God, I swear this never happened. I found her naked with her best friend in the tub. We sang Silent Night in three parts, which was fun, till she said that she sounds just like Sarah Vaughan. I hate that soulful affectation white girls put on. Why don't Delta, I oblige later on when you beg me to choke you.
Kicking my legs, I'm doing my best. Can you pass the feds? says, so tell me how you met her.
All right, hey folks, we're almost at the end of our show. I'm just going to name the songs we were just listening to. After we heard Dreams by Fleetwood Mac, then we heard Dan the Dancer by Mitski. I think she's made it onto every single show so far because she's unbelievable. Oh my God, I love Mitski so much. Then we heard Never Be Mine by Angel Olsen off of My Woman. Then we heard The Night Josh Chilman Came to Our Apartment by Father John Mischi off of I Love You, Honey Bear. And right now what's playing is A Postcard to Nina by Jans Lickman off of Night Falls Over Cordedala. You have any closing thoughts?
That song, but was it Father John Misty?
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
Yeah, it's so wonderfully cruel. I love it so much. That's an incredible piece of
also,
music.
Also, props to Sasha for bleeping out that swear word. I don't know if any of you noticed it, but it was seamless.
Oh, yeah.
I was in the studio when he did it, and I was amazed.
Oh, yeah. So I have a complicated relationship with this song. I sometimes really like it, sometimes really dislike it. When by this song I mean the one that we're playing right now, not Josh Chilman Came to Our Apartment. That's a perfect piece of music. So I think I'm just gonna fade this guy out, and next up we're gonna hear Polly by Whitney off of Light Upon the Lake. I've been Bingo Crisco. This has been What a Program. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, and my guest C-Roll would like to give you guys a little auditory kiss.
It's been wonderful being here. See you again soon, honey bear.
See, oh my God, that was perfect. God bless. Here
God
we
bless.
Go. Polly by Whitney.
And I know in the past we wanted separate roles. Then I chose you. Yeah. And I've seen the